Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin. I've got Jan Drake Bakke, and I've got a special guest tonight. Peg Jones is with us also. Dina is doing a wonderful thing for the holiday weekend. She's communing with nature in the woods of Maine. So our best to her, and we just want to let you all know to please be very careful this holiday weekend, especially if you're traveling. I noticed last week when I was in Portland, the traffic was crazy. I don't know if it's because they knew the holiday weekend was coming or if it was just crazy. But do be careful, be vigilant, stay tuned into your guides, your angels, your people on the other side, and try not to be in a hurry. It's okay to be late to something. It's better late than never getting there because you were in an accident. Hey, Jan, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Good. Thanks.
Excellent.
All good right.
And Peg. Peg's right there. Hi, Peg.
Peg.
Hi. Hi, Jan. Hi, Linda. How are you both doing?
Great.
Oh, great. It's wonderful to have you on with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
For sure.
It's been a while.
With perfect timing.
Absolutely perfect. Peg, why don't you start off by telling everybody what it is you do and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. I'm Peg Jones, an angelic life coach, author, radio host, teacher, and I am the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, and it's a book of messages from the angels each day, and there is also a journal exercise with it, and I'm in the process of getting ready to do some more writing, so that should be keeping me busy soon. So that's basically who I am.
Oh, wonderful. I just love what you do.
Thank you.
Dan, why don't you tell everybody? And also, did you have a poem for tonight?
I do. Yes, I do. And shall I? Lately I have been doing the last year the animals, the animal totems, and it's something that Jethro does too. He's actually the expert at it, but I'm working on it, and I'm really enjoying it, and it just started coming through, and I knew that I had the ability to see them because I had dreams of them years ago, and things would happen. I had several things that happened that made it pretty apparent that I was able to contact them, and then going on the shows here, they just seem to come through when I am talking to people, so that's what I've been doing. But anyway, and it's just been so nice to be able to be here with all the Psychic Gone Wild group of people who are so talented. Oh, my gosh. And be amongst them all. I'm lucky. But
well, you're
yeah,
one
I
of them,
couple,
one of the talented.
Well, I am. I'm working at it, aren't I? I'm working at it. And you get better when you're around people who are maybe, you know, advanced, more advanced, then you get better. And so I know that's for sure, and that's what's helping me get better at this stuff. So I'm around you guys. So anyway, I have a couple of them here. I'm not sure which one to I think it's I think I should go light because I wrote something today about hurt, but I don't know if I want to go on that train of thought because something right before this whole thing happened, something really funny happened to me, and I sort of got the message of lighten up a little bit. And so this is called Let Yourself Dance. It's about dance. So it says, let yourself have a chance to discover that you are part of the dance. Wherever you are in the day, do a pose or turn. It doesn't matter which way. Move your body and start to feel the beat. It is so fun. There go your feet. There's always a place where you can take a stance or leap or stretch or point or prance. Find a time to let your body move, then turn on some music and get a groove. You will be glad you did. So don't forget to give it a try. There's such joy from it, and that is a good reason why. That's it.
I love it.
Oh, I like that.
All right. Thanks.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Very nice.
Well, Jethro's been wanting us to come up with a topic of the night. Peg, you're our guest tonight. Did you have a topic you wanted to discuss briefly before we start in with the callers?
Not offhand, no. I really didn't think about it because I was just
last minute.
She was there like 1 minute before the show starts, and I was like, I can't believe I just saw her there. It was like amazing.
Amazing. How about you, Jan? Did you have something?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I do, because something happened to me right before this show, and actually, a lot of things have been happening lately. So, but this particular thing, I was using the juicer to make some green juice for my husband and I, and we have all this really nice salad that needed to be used up. So, I decided to make a green drink, you know. And while I was doing it, you know, fixing all the lettuce and all the stuff and putting it in the juicer, I could hear in the background some laughing. And this is in my mind's ears, you know. This is not outside in the outside where there's people. It's inside of me. And it's like I can hear people, you know, like mediumship or guides or whoever they are. And I couldn't quite identify who they are. But I could hear them laughing, and I'm going, okay, what is this all about? Am I crazy, or am I what, psychic, or what? So I'm just going along fixing the juice, and they're still laughing, and then I can hear a couple of them talking and saying, lighten up, girl. And I thought, uh-oh, what's going on? And we're going to make you laugh, and that's what I hear. And so, you know, and then I just can hear some background, you know, talking and laughter a little bit, and then all of a sudden I fill up the glass, the juice is all made, it's all ready and done, ready to go, and then poof, it falls over. It gets all over the floor, it gets all over my clothes. I had just made this juice. It was all ready to go, and I just looked at it and I started cracking up. I just started bolted out laughing, and I thought, oh, okay, that's what it was all about. Chill out, take a break, take a breather and laugh and just, you know, but also that we're not alone either. And I realized it. I thought, oh, my God, I am just totally not alone. I have friends over there who are looking after me, and these are my guides or fairies or angels or friends or family or whoever they are. And it wasn't a negative thing. It was very positive. I felt joyousness. You know, it wasn't like, oh, we're going to play a trick on you. It was more like, this is going to be funny, and you need to laugh a little bit. So that's
all
how I
right.
took it, and I just took it. Yeah, and I just took it
right.
that we are not alone. We are not alone.
Definitely
no, we're not.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Before we get started with callers, I do have an announcement to make. If you are going to be in the Tampa, Florida area this weekend, there is a psychic fair going on Saturday and Sunday. So that's Saturday, May 24th, Sunday, May 25th at 1220 South Dale Mabry, Suite 201, that is being hosted by Psychic Jethro. These fairs cost $20 per person, and six psychics will attend. You'll have an aura reader, pendulum reader, medium reader, intuitive reader, and angel card reader. And how it works is $20 for a 10-minute reading, and you choose the psychic. There will also be stones, pendulums, and Himalayan salt for sale. I have posted the links in the chat room, and if you can't find it in the chat room, you can also go to www.meetup.com/welcome-psychic-fair. No spaces between welcome-psychic-fair/events/, and then it will give you a list of them. Just choose the ones, Welcome Psychic Fair Saturday or Welcome Psychic Fair Sunday, and look for Psychic Jethro, who is the organizer of the event. All right, are we ready to go wild on some callers?
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
The wild.
Hi, Lynn. You are on Psychics
Hi.
Gone Wild with Peg, Linda, and Jan. Can we
Hi,
get
everyone.
Your question,
Hello,
please?
Hi. <I'm sorry.
laughs> Do you have a specific question?
Oh, yes, I do. Lately, I've been having like a real desire to spend some time in the British Isles in the UK, and I'm wondering what's that about. Do you feel or see that happening at any time for me? Or?
Okay, I'm going to go first on the ET cards here. And what
okay.
they're actually showing me is sort of a lineage thing. I don't know if you are aware that you have that in your bloodline or not, but that is what they're showing me. They're showing me actually mother and then her father and father before that. And it could be since they are, some of them apparently are crossed over, that they're urging you to get in touch with your heritage. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does make sense.
Okay.
Because,
so
yeah,
that's
I
where you're getting the urging
that,
from.
Yeah.
You have a hidden curiosity about your ancestry.
Yes.
And that's where it's coming from. I'll hand this over to Peg. Peg, what do the angels say?
Okay. So you've had this dream about this place?
You know, actually, it hasn't like been a dream per se, but the feeling is so strong. I keep coming in contact when I get movies. I'm not even realizing that they are centered in with a theme in Scotland or Ireland or London, and or the actors are. You know, I just. It's just so strong, you know, and I'm just wondering, you know, what that's about. You know, will I be visiting or?
Yeah.
You know,
Let me see. Let me get some cards.
Okay.
See what I can find out.
Yeah, isn't that fun when all of a sudden something you hadn't even considered just kind of pops up in your life, like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, check
yes.
this out, right?
It could be something in life. It could be a past life type thing. You know,
okay.
sometimes we dream of our past lives.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it, you know, or, I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
almost like it may have been someplace you were in a past life. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know how true that is. Or there's something that you're remembering, you know, about the area, too, from a past
okay.
life. I don't really know. But it's some place that you want to go to, right?
Yeah, yes,
eventually,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I'm really having a great desire for it. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like really, really strong. I mean, it's very strong over the last...
But you know, now that you're saying that and what you're saying, I know I have heard that when people have a certain affinity to a place, that it could very well be a type thing. And... you might want to get some help with that. You know, maybe have a past life regeneration or your Akashic records read You know, and ask questions about that when that is happening, because it sounds like it's someplace you've been in a past life. You know, because there's so many different levels and different what is it, vortexes and different things like that, that it could very well be something that you had experienced before. And the card that I got was Brilliant Idea. So, you know, maybe the Brilliant Idea is to research it a bit more, because it is something that is so attractive for you, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, okay, so the idea, I mean, you know, the idea could, like, be the dream, is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition.
Okay. Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. It
Great.
Does. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jan.
Thank you, ladies.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have
a wonderful
Oh, Lynn?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Lynn?
I'm sorry.
I have a animal for you just for a second.
Oh. Okay, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got the giraffe real strongly. I saw the long neck looking forward. And the giraffe set has expansive vision, sees the future, helps to bridge views, and feet on the earth and head in the sky. Giraffe, the tallest land animal on our planet, offers a link between worlds, a bridge between practicality and spiritual insight.
John?
It generally quiet giraffes often
use...
Can you
get the other phone, please? I'm sorry.
Huh? And it says that also, it says that keep your head up and have faith and trust your gut regarding the situation you're dealing with, and you'll have to reach a bit, but you'll achieve your goal. Keep your eye on the possibilities that are just on the horizon. You have the gift of foresight, being able to see ahead through dreams, visions, ideas, or
yes.
signs.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're a very effective communicator, and mainly because you're able to listen so well, and you strike an easy balance between spirituality and the fact of living in the material world. And you're able to look ahead and see the vision of what you are desiring, and so it sounds like this is, it goes along with what you're feeling right now. You really desire to do this, and so
yeah.
I think giraffe is telling you to go ahead and do it, because it's like this is what you want to do. You have that, it's the foresight, you're seeing it. It's almost like you're going to do it because you're seeing it so clearly and it's in you and you want to do it so much.
You're so excited about it.
Yeah, you are.
Go for it.
Well, I agree.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ladies. You've been so helpful. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
God bless
you,
you
Thank
Lynn.
You.
You're
welcome.
Let us know when you're going to go, because we'd love to go with you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you so much.
You too.
You
too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And we're going to go on to the next one. This one is a Skype caller. Hello.
Hello.
We're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Great. And what's your name?
My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Did you have a specific
Hello.
Question?
I do. I'm looking for
All right.
employment, and I want to see if you see me landing one or what you see with that. I've been looking for a couple months now.
Okay. So you've been going through...
All right.
Okay.
On the ET cards here, I'm getting that apparently that you're having an interview here very soon, because they're actually showing me a very strong... silent type male that will be interviewing you, but apparently it's not at exactly that office where, if you get this job, that would be where you'd be working somewhere else. So give it consideration that if it's an off location, then from where you're actually having the interview or applied to, that it is a gift, because the last card that I got is a gift. Does that resonate?
A gift, G-I-F-T?
Yeah, it would be a gift to you if it was in a place other than where you're having the interview or where you actually applied, like a branch office or something like that.
That would make sense to what I do. But a gift, it would be a gift because I've been looking for 5 months. So if I could,
oh my.
It would be a gift that I will appreciate. How do you like that answer?
Oh, wow. But, yeah, pay attention to that. Use your intuition. Is this the one? Yes, then move forward with that, okay? Peg?
Do you feel it's coming soon?
I don't have time answers, and the ET doesn't do well with linear time. They do well with probable realities, but not necessarily days, weeks, months, or things like that. But Peg might be able to help you with that.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, the angels don't give times either, but they give you lots of ideas and help you, you know, make your dream come true. And the card that I had was clairvoyance, and it says, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken faith so you can see clearly heavenly love. So another way of saying this is, you know, seeing yourself in a job and seeing yourself working and, you know, doing the footwork, which it sounds like you're doing, and that will help greatly. And with what Linda said, it feels like, you know, that the hard work that you've been doing is going to be paying off soon. So, you know, just keep... The biggest thing is keeping positive and just keeping at it and knowing and trusting that all will happen. Sometimes things don't come to fruition because they aren't in our highest good. So, you know, just keep asking for a position for your highest good and know that that can happen, you know, and keep track of people that you meet along the way. Helping you in a connection too. So, good luck with that.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Peg. Jan?
Yeah, Sharon. Right away, I saw these green fish, and I can't identify. I don't know what they are. I can't identify them. They're really pretty. They look like goldfish, but they're bigger. And they're green, so I have to. they're really nice, but I have to move on. So I looked some more, and I saw a whale in the depths, in the deeper waters. So we'll go with that because I don't know what the green fish are called. But as soon as you talked, the green fish appeared immediately. So that was kind of interesting. It's about water for you, is what I'm seeing. And it says, with whale as your guide, you have learned the value of logic, yogic breathing and meditation. You are calm and steady, and you can go deeply into yourself or into altered states of consciousness quite easily. And you may develop a degree of telepathy and clairaudience. Singing and chanting might be good for you and for healing and balance. A creative person... With whale's guidance, you have the ability to express your full potential. If whale has appeared to you, it is to remind you not to be afraid of your light and to appreciate your creative energy and let it shine in the world. And you have a tendency to get lost in what you're doing, so remember to appreciate the world around you. If you need to clear negative energy and tension from your body, initiate the whale by blowing air out of your body. Chanting and drumming are honorable ways of getting in touch with ancient memories at a spiritual level. And so, the message that I got mostly out of that also, not only with the chanting and drumming, because I love that kind of stuff, but is not to be afraid to shine your light and appreciate your creative energy in the world. So while you're looking for your job, don't forget to shine your light. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Sharon, I hope we helped you tonight.
You did. Thank you, all three of you, so much, okay?
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Have a great day.
Have a nice
evening. Thanks,
Sharon. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Bye. And we are going on now to Case. Hi, Case. You're on Psychic Gone Wild.
Hey there. Just one calling. Say hello to you, Jan.
I'm having just a little trouble. Yeah, this is Chase that you know, Jan.
Awesome.
I think he needs to turn off his radio.
Yeah.
Sorry, unfortunately, my grandmother is in the hospital, and I'm at the hospital, so just wanted to call and say hello.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, so you have a specific question then? Chase? I think we lost, we just lost Chase. Well, maybe he'll call back in.
Yeah.
All right, going on to the next one. Area code 248, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, good. What's your name, please?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, did you have a specific question tonight?
I just want to know what you guys see for me.
Okay.
In any specific area or just general?
General finances.
Well,
okay.
I'm not getting anything on finances for you. I went ahead and pulled the cards as soon as you said general. But what I am getting is an incredible leap in your personal intuition and abilities. I'm showing actually three cards that indicate that. One is a female mage, another is an ascended being, and then there's a male mage. Now, I don't know if that means you've been working with somebody on you developing your gifts, but it looks like you've come quite a long way in it. Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. Peg?
Yes. The card that I got is, and it kind of goes along with yours, in that you had talked about a surge in abilities, and this is teaching and learning. So, you know, it's taking classes and, you know, learning new things and, you know, and then maybe sharing some of the things that you have learned too with others, and that's, you know, that's kind of a it's, you know, it's kind of a process that we basically all go through at one time or another. So it sounds like you're being encouraged to learn about things that are really interesting for you, you know, to help along with your development. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
And Jan?
Okay.
Yeah, my dog is barking, and I just keep getting the bear for you, Jackie. And so it's over and over, and I just keep seeing the bear. So the bear teaches strength from within, understanding that the answer to every question lies within. You prefer not to rely on others, but to go within yourself for what you need to know, and also to find the inner strength to do what you need to do and to stand up for what you believe in. Finding time to meditate or simply be quiet in your own way is important for you, as it gives you inner space to create new ideas and endeavors, and your judgment is usually sound and respected. If the bear has come into your life, it may be the time to sit alone for a while and think about what you are undertaking and what you are going through. Perhaps you are confused and looking for answers from other people rather than paying attention to your own feelings. And Bear is here to remind you that in the stillness within, all true knowledge begins, and you give, and to give you the extra strength to make sure that you, to make sure on this steady progress. So that's the message here, is to go within more, do some prayer and meditation, or whatever you like to do when you, when you're in a quiet space, and just kind of feel what you're feeling and going through, and see, and try to feel the intuition come to you and the messages come to you, to see what they're telling you. You know what I mean? What divine messages may be telling you. That's what the Bear's encouraging you to do. Does that help?
Yes, that helps. That helps. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yes,
good.
It does.
Well, congratulations, Jackie, on your blossoming and your abilities.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good
and
one,
thank
lady.
You.
You
good
too.
Luck. Oh, you too.
You too.
Okay, we're going to move on now to, dropped, and I almost hit the wrong button there. Area code 407, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, ladies. This is Melissa Sullivan in St. Cloud, Florida.
Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Going good.
Awesome.
Did you have a specific question tonight, or?
Yes, I do. What was my most recent past life, if anything comes up for this?
Okay, the ET cards. Let's see what that might have to say. I'm showing a male, and I'm showing someone who is quiet, like, for example, a monk. I don't know that they actually mean a monk, but someone that was very quiet, introspective, meditative, and someone who traveled a lot. I don't know what past life that would be or if that's exactly what your past life is, but that is what the cards are indicating. Does this feel right to you? That
yeah,
you may have done
it's
this?
Very similar to me. I'm like an introvert, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, we do carry those traits forward. Peg?
Mm-hmm. I don't really get a whole lot on that. I really can't just tell what a past life is from a card. But that's me. So I'll let Jan see what she can find out.
Okay. I definitely see a male, and I'm not sure what Linda said.
Quiet and introspective.
Did she say monk?
Like a
monk. Did she say monk or something? Monk?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see a male. A man. He's older, though. That's what I see. And he looks like he's from a... he has a hood on his head. But he's from another time, and that's all I'm getting right now. I'd have to go into it further. But, you know,
okay,
I see fairies.
Later,
okay. But I see, fairy-type people that might have hoods and things like that. But as far as the animal goes, the animal, of course, I see a horse again. Has a horse come through with you before?
Yes,
yes it has. The horse is, I see a horse again, but I'm also seeing, a dog. Have I ever shown you a dog before? Talked about
no,
a dog before?
No.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it's a wolf. It looks like a dog. So let's just see what the dog says here. And let's go. Where is it? 103. And the horse is there for sure. So that's kind of neat.
You guys, I'm not sure what happened, but we just lost Jackie. Hopefully she's still listening.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
So
and
go
the,
ahead
the,
with Melissa.
Okay. And the dog says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's if you feel like doing volunteer work, that would be spirit service, purely for the spirit of service. And Remain determined and resolute, even if you face some negativity or disappointment in your life. Show your love and appreciation to those who are closest to you, and give your loyalty to those you love and cherish, of course. And you are very loyal to your friends, work situation, and community, and you serve humanity in many ways. You thrive when you're living and working in groups of people, and when someone needs something, you're often the quickest one to respond. So that's you.
that's definitely a great message.
Yeah.
And can I add to that? I'm kind of stitching things together here, but if she was a hooded person, like a monk, for
mm-hmm.
example, traveling by horse with her dog by her side, maybe.
Ooh. Cool.
You like that one?
Yeah. That puts it all together.
Okay.
Very good.
Does that help you, Melissa?
It does. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great night.
I'm going to put you back on, and we're going to see what's going on. The studio's acting kind of weird tonight. Jackie was listening, and then she blinked out, then she blinked back. And I noticed a couple other people I hadn't gotten to yet had dropped off. If you're having trouble, Blog Talk is misbehaving tonight. Try calling back in, 773-897-6461. If you want to speak to us, press the 1. If you just want to listen, don't do anything. Don't give up. If it drops you, just try calling back in. It's being difficult tonight. It almost makes me wonder with everything that's been happening around here if Mercury has snuck itself into retrograde again.
Anyway,
we're going to go on to the next one. And I got you before you fell. Area code 912, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jamar. Hello.
Jamar? Is this?
Yeah,
Jamar?
This is Jamar. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jamar. And question did you have tonight?
Well, like as of lately, I feel as though I'm on this path to just really surrender to spirit, because I feel like that's all I have at this point, because nothing else is working out when I try to make things happen within my mind. I feel like I'm on the path to making music, and just now I just, you know, come to the realization that it's not about me, it's about me helping humanity, and I just want to know, like, what do you see?
Okay. Well, I'm in a sort of same situation as you, a light worker musician. So I know it can be very tough and it can be very discouraging. So I'm going to tell you just from my personal perspective, don't give up. Keep creating just because you love creating. But what they're actually showing me is two different locations than where you are right now. And again, the contemplation and intuition, pulling into check all of your resources and make sure that you use your intuition to know if they're the right ones or not. I had to do that myself. But, yeah, it's actually showing two different locations, one to the left of you and one to the right of you. So I don't know if you're considering signing up with somebody or joining up with somebody that's not physically where you are but off in a way. It may be something to check into. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Peg?
Okay, let's see. The card that I get is Hello from Heaven, and Archangel Azrael, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. I know that doesn't have much to do with what you asked. But I feel like in some way you're being supported by them, you know, to make this move and trying to figure out what it is that you would like to do. They're encouraging you to do some meditation and to do some exploring, too, about exactly what it is you want to do. You may have a few ideas, so they encourage you to explore them and to
you know, see how it all comes about. It's almost like this is your time for exploration and experimentation to find out exactly what it is. So maybe trying a few different ideas and seeing where they lead you. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it helped. It helped a lot.
Great.
Dan?
Yeah, I got some of the same stuff too. You have a lot of animals around you, I noticed. And the one that I saw here also was the dragon amongst a whole bunch of animals. And it says, you're emerging into a new phase of your life, one where you'll be taking more risks and be more vulnerable, yet you can be well protected. Do more of the kinds of activities that bring passion into your life. You're entering into a period of considerable prosperity. Spend some time regularly in meditation and or contemplation, and you'll receive some valuable insights and inspiration. And you have a very commanding presence and carry yourself with an air of dignity and regality. And you're very open-minded and accepting of other spiritual paths, new ideas, and possibilities. And so it just goes on about stuff like that. And it also says, call on the dragon if you are ever faced with obstacles in a project or business venture. The dragon will give you strength and vitality and enthusiasm to help you carry on with what, with any kind of project. So that is cool. Does
that
resonate?
Is.
Yeah, that helps a lot because I feel like I'm on more of a shaman path. It may be like a modern day shaman path, but just you know, after my research. But yeah, I identify with that. And I've been reading up on the dragon recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And I was just given this little thing to add to also, Jamar. This month and for the next month or so, they're telling me making connections with like-minded people will further you in your mission. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope we helped you tonight.
Yes, you did. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Well, thanks. And check back
thanks
in and
calling.
Let us know how it all goes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll put you back on hold, and we'll jump right over to the next one here. Area code 503, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. What can we do for you tonight, and can we have your name, please?
It's Chase again. Sorry, I was in the hospital.
Oh, hi, Chase. Sorry.
The background noise was unavoidable.
Oh, no, that's okay. Did you have a specific question tonight?
I was wondering if any of you saw anything in the near future.
Or
career
or?
Yes.
For your career? Okay. Are you working now?
No.
Okay.
I'm actually getting the Golden Liberation card, the Female Intuition card, and then going with the Golden Liberation card on the other side of the female is another male being that will assist you. And what Golden Liberation means in the ET cards is basically whatever has been holding you back, whatever you have been resisting, this is the time to free it. This is the time to let go of past belief systems that are holding you back. So if you can do that, and also, too, it's showing me that you will meet up also with your intuition and abilities in the feminine of your side, the feminine side of your being, and then move forward with that to gain what you want out of life. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Peg?
Right. And I got you are safe with Archangel Michael. And he says that he's protecting you against lower energies and, you know, negative feelings around this. and also guarding your loved ones and home. So he's, you know, he's letting you know that you're safe, and that that maybe talking to some people to help you with the job, like be a career, will help. And you know, and
guess
to get ready, to you know, the
preview
ready, you know, all that that you need to do for the job search. So, I hope that that helps.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
And Dan?
Hi, Trace. Chase, I'm so glad that you called back in. I'm so glad, Chase. It's so nice to talk to you again. And I saw the dove for you. So it says, express your love to as many people as you can in words and in small yet significant ways whenever you feel like it. And this is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision for you, now more than ever, so you're able to glimpse the future. And you may be experiencing a spiritual renewal that's a result of a period of self-examination and challenges. It's important to nurture yourself with loving care. And you usually stay at home and are involved in domestic pursuits, but your instincts of doing that are really strong right now, too. So you're both gentle and very passionate, expressing these qualities in quiet yet powerful ways. So I think that the dove is just such a beautiful animal and just a positive sign in all ways when the dove comes around you. It's a sign of love and spiritual renewal and spiritual awakening and clear vision and prophecy and love with the family, you know what I mean? And all of those just really beautiful things. So it's a good omen to have a dove around you. I hope that helps you in any way.
Thanks for that, and I apologize for not being on Facebook. My profile got disabled.
Oh, it did? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and I don't have a computer to log on. I just do it through my iPhone or my iPad, and they require you log on through an actual computer to verify.
Right, okay. Well,
energies for you to get the means, maybe going to the public library or something and using theirs to get on. But hopefully you can get that straightened out. Well, thanks so much for calling, Chase, and our best to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
you
much.
Take care of you now, okay?
You too. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Chase.
And we're going to go on now to area code 801, as soon as I get this thing to quit spinning. Okay. Hi, area code 801. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Mariana. I called in a couple weeks ago. And
okay.
How are you?
Pretty good. Did you call in and talk to us, or did you talk to one of the other Psychics Gone Wild?
The person that I was trying to figure out who talked to me that day, your voice sounds very familiar, so I think I spoke to you, but I also spoke to, what's his name, Jethro? Yeah.
Okay. And what is your question today?
He's not in today?
Jethro isn't on tonight, no. It's Peg
That's
Jones,
okay.
Dandrick Bakke, and me, Linda Irwin.
That's okay. I'm really honored that you picked up my call. So any help you can give, I'm available. I need it all.
Okay, and what was your question?
When I called last time. I was still living with my husband, and then 2 days later, things turned bad, and I moved out, and I've been living with a friend for the last 2 weeks. He hasn't contacted me for 2 weeks at all, and I'm trying to function, but I'm getting emotional, you know, up and down all day. I'm starting to get angry.
Wow. Well, the first card I'm drawing shows a very stubborn man in your life, so I don't know if he's going to overturn that stubbornness and contact you. But then I'm also showing a young man, so I don't know if you have a son, and then a woman that would be around your age. Do you have a son or a nephew or something that's close or living with you or was living with you?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe this woman that I'm seeing then that's about your age has a son. Does this remind you of anyone you know?
Wait, that's my roommate. I'm sorry.
That's your roommate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to draw another set of three regarding your roommate and the son to see what is going on there, if you'll hang on just a minute. We're showing medical. We're also showing illumination, and we're showing moving away. Okay, so that could, sometimes it's hard to tie these cards together as to what exactly they mean. You're wanting to get away from this roommate? Am I understanding that correctly?
No, the roommate is great. She's actually going away tomorrow for some time out of the country. That's all.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm showing something that relates to medical. I don't know if that means
she's
you
pregnant.
Or the roommate. Oh, okay. Illumination.
Well, she's pregnant, and on Monday I had a surgical operation, so I guess you're hitting us both.
Wow. Okay. Well, illumination is a very good card, especially given that she's going to be giving birth and you're going to be recovering. And, yes, the last card actually shows her going away. That was the going away card. But, yeah, I'm thinking that where you're at right now is probably a good place for you to be right now. So don't worry too much about the husband. Sometimes paths just separate for whatever reasons, for whatever lessons we need. Okay? I'm going to turn you over to Peg.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello.
The card that was brought up for you is All Is Well, and that's the universe letting you know that. And this is a card that the angel is kind of illuminated beautifully in like a yellow light, and they have some type of scepter in their hand, and it's like it's almost like angel dust that's coming out, but I feel that it's like universal particles, and and the angel with this card is Archangel Jeremiah. And they're saying that everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So despite, you know, the emotional issues that it's giving you, in many ways that's very normal. But know that this is probably in your best interest at this time, and I feel like more is going to be revealed. I feel like you're being applauded for the move that you did make, to know that your safety is most important at this time. So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you. And Jan?
Yeah, Mariana, I see the black cat, and it's just right there. And this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements. That might be something just to do as a thing to get your mind off of this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or some yoga or something. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it most likely an ancestor who is one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. And whatever you've released, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, on and on, will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. Oh, dear. I'm not saying that you're going to, you know, your husband's going to be replaced with somebody else. I'm not saying that, but maybe there's going to be like, did you say something about a roommate or the roommate left, but maybe a friend is going to come in and be there for you at this time, during this time, that will be suitable for what you're going through while you're going through this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it says to call on the cat when you are feeling really wrapped up in someone else's life, that you're not sure where you begin and the other ends. You're feeling pressured maybe to go along with the group, but your instincts are telling you something different. You are in an intense period of self-reflection, exploring some new dimension of yourself. So it may be a time where you may just, I know this is a really hard time, but maybe you could just have some fun time here if you could, just so that you don't have to be so hard on yourself and feeling so angry right now. You know what I mean? Because this is a really hard time. But do some creative things.
It's so hard to have fun because I'm trying to find a place to live
right.
with. I mean, everything is up in the air.
Everything's up in the air. Exactly. Exactly. But it says that there's that possibility that someone else is going to be coming in to help you with all of this. And in the meantime, if you're able to do any kind of physical activity, maybe just to let out some steam, like yoga or dance or something. You know what I mean? Even in your living room, turn on a show on TV, like, and where they do jazzercise or something, just to let off a little steam. I think that's all there's. And also, the cat also has the ability to land on its own feet every time. No matter what happens, the cat always lands on its own feet. I just wanted to make sure you get that message.
Okay, Mariana, I hope we helped you today.
Can I ask a question from all of you?
We're
sure.
getting ready
Possible.
To go off the air. We're limited to an hour.
Okay.
We're down to like 90 seconds. But would you please
yes or no.
contact
www.psychicgonewild.com
and
okay.
then you can get a more in-depth reading over there. Or if you're in the chat room, you can hang out in the chat room after the show ends, but we've got to close now.
Okay.
And thank you
for
calling.
Thank you for taking my
okay.
call. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
So area code
Bye.
609, area code 315. We're sorry we didn't get you today, but if you'd like an in-depth, personal, one-on-one reading, do visit www.psychicsgonewild.com, and you can link up with the psychic of your choice over there, and we can give you more personalized attention than we can do on the radio. Okay, I want to thank Peg Jones for being with us today on such short notice.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you,
we loved
Peg.
It, and we
that
want you back,
great.
And we want you to visit whenever, okay?
Sure.
All right.
On a moment's
Thanks,
notice.
Thanks, Jan.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a pleasure to be on with both of you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Jan, for co-hosting with me as always. And our best to Dina, who's having fun out there in the woods of Maine. And we send all of our love, light, healing, and unity to everyone, everywhere. Be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk. Click the follow button up in the corner of the screen. And we will all get together with you next time. Good night.
Good night. Have a great night.
Good night.